Welcome to the Min-Max Podcast, a place for adventurers and friends. You join us as we delve deeper into the Fall of Plaguestone and Pathfinder 2nd Edition. A recap of Session 15. After some traveling, we arrive at Spite's cradle, and almost immediately, poor Roxy is shot out of the air. She survives, and we spend a great deal of time trying to figure out how to breach the palisade wall. Eventually, Daru gets impatient and just starts bashing it down with an axe. So we break down the door, and we go rushing through, using it as a shield for cover, what's left of it.
I would say the doors are big enough. Daru has been just pounding on the door for, what we figured out, 3 minutes?
I think it was 4 minutes to take it down.
In a concerted kind of way, you know, like he's deliberately hitting a certain spot. He's not going to be just totally destroying the door.
And you wouldn't be able to use the doors as a shield because they're just huge. We're talking just, like,
yeah, it's way too big.
15-foot doors with three bars in them. But the wood creaks heavy as the door falls inside of the courtyard, makes a huge smash, and bits of dried grass and dust spread out to all sides of it, revealing a courtyard filled with orcs.
Well, I sure as shit ain't standing in that doorway, wherever it is.
So in the courtyard, spread out are, you're looking at about 7 orcs. One of them is very big, and there's one orc that's standing on the roof on top of that watchtower that I was mentioning earlier.
The archer.
Correct. She's standing on the roof, and the...
Oh my goodness, this orc looks like half orc, half ogre.
Looks like Hodor.
It's super fat and bulky. That's all I'll say.
So this large orc holding in two hands a great club. He's got a couple of hatchets around his belt. His belt has a big rope tied around him, and he's holding it menacingly. And in front of him is arrayed 7 orcs, all with their weapons drawn and ready, and they're spread out. The big guy in the back takes his club and slams it into the ground a couple of times. He goes, "Why you come to my fort?"
I just hate doors. And then I just walk away.
I just wanted to fuck
this door. Dave, you're gonna be like, "You shot my bird."
Yeah, they did shoot my bird. Assholes. Is he speaking common?
Yes.
Why did we come here?
We came because we want to try and stop the Fall of Plaguestone.
Why you care about that place?
Well, there's people who live there, you know. They have lives. They matter.
Beets. Lots and lots of beets.
No, turnips.
Turnips. Lots of turnips.
I think you've been drinking alcoholic beets this whole time?
Been drinking too much shelgum juice.
It's been too long. It's been a few days.
He looks at you guys. You're like kind of, I imagine nobody wants to be standing in the doorway.
No, absolutely not.
So everybody's like poking their head out as they're talking. He goes, "And you knocked my door down for that?"
"Well, you did shoot my parrot."
"Ah, you were spying on us with Parrot. Great Tusk found out."
"Yeah, well, you know, you asked why we knocked down the door, and it's because you wouldn't let me spy on you with the Parrot."
He huffs and slams his club into the ground again and says,
"Well, what are you gonna do?"
"Well, what we'd like to do is try and work something out so, you know, we can help Plaguestone. Maybe we can be mutually beneficial to each other. I'm looking at getting a ship, could use some marines."
Okay. This is a good minute long. Make an impression.
It's not a deception.
Are you lying about wanting to hire them as crew?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were.
Nah, I don't really want them as a crew.
Okay.
I want to not get killed by them. So if I can find a way to get around that by lying and tricking, I'm all for that.
Okay. Then,
would you consider this haggling or bargaining?
Not yet. It would be haggling and bargaining when we start talking about how much you're going to pay them to ship the boat or to crew the boat.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Go ahead and roll. This is going to be a just lie action.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Secret?
So go ahead, Nope, just go ahead and make the deception roll.
You got it. I get a 26.
Okay. He looks over at Grey Tusk, and Grey Tusk has her bow out with an arrow knocked. She doesn't have it drawn. And she looks down at him. She shrugs. The orc turns back and looks at the empty door frame and says,
"Well, how are you supposed to talk about that when you won't come inside then?"
If we do come inside, will you promise not to kill us?
What are you going to give me to promise not to kill you?
Let me check our loot here.
Give up your wine.
Oh, you bastard.
I've got a couple flasks of wine here I could share.
Oh yeah, the crafter's eyepiece.
Would you be more interested in a couple flasks of wine, or how about a wondrous magical item?
Do you know what the crafter's eyepiece does?
No fucking clue.
Doubt okay. The orcs do either.
But it's magical and fancy.
Fifth level creation spell over the course of 1 minute. Construct a temporary item. What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, dude, in prestidigitation, there's rules for just creating a magical object of whatever's, you know, like fist size or...
It's not very good.
No, there's nothing... It can't be used as a tool or anything fancy, but yeah. You could just, I don't know, make a shape of something when you're trying to show somebody what a gem looks like.
Would you consider a dildo a tool? Important yes. Question.
Yeah, I think I would.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, it...
Well, that takes away literally 75% of this thing's usefulness.
Ah, I see. I see. Well...
They don't know that. You tell them it's a magical stone that turns grass into gold.
I'm just going to go with the wine.
Just going to go with the wine.
I've got some wine. Parlay? How about a parlay? Do you have a table we could go sit at?
He looks at you, staring at him through the doorway, and he squints his eyes, and he turns and starts stomping back towards this wooden structure that's built into the wall and says,
"Come to my throne room."
Okay, all right. So, real quick conference. So, are we going to go do this, or are we just going to kill him once we've got an advantageous position?
Ladder.
So, does he actually walk away?
Yeah.
How about we walk in there and then start fighting them when we're not going to get, like, you know, picked off as a bottleneck?
Yeah, I'd rather be somewhere that she can't shoot us from up
high. Yeah, that's the other thing I'm thinking. Okay, how about we...
I kind of like this side of the wall.
But we're going to have to go in there somehow.
I mean, let's just tunnel or funnel them through this door.
Like, walk in there, kill one of them, and quick run back out and let them follow us?
I was just going to start shooting magic through the door, trying to get them to charge at us.
While you guys are whispering on the other side of the door, the other orcs take position. And two of the orcs flank the broken down door. They both look really disgruntled about it, like, "I'm not going to fucking fix this." There's one that goes and stands next to the staircase that leads up to the guard tower, and three of them that are standing just outside the wooden fixture built into the stone wall here.
What do they have on them from what we can see? Like, what kind of weapons?
I'll bet they have orc knuckle daggers.
Orc knuckle daggers, javelins. So, give me a perception check.
I mean, we could probably fight them for the most part from here without them being able to get to us. I get a 23. Varnak gets 23.
You notice as you're kind of peeking through the door to look at the orcs and how they're geared, you see that they have the orc knuckle daggers and the javelins, but you also see that the orcs here look very tired as well.
These guys look tired?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking let's wake them up.
Poor bastards. Now I feel bad. They're just working schmucks. Like, they don't know any better.
Like exhausted tired or like sleepy tired?
Exhausted tired.
So they don't want to fight.
Like they were all geared up, and aside from the two that are now standing on the either side of the door that you just busted down, grumbling about needing to put the door together, the rest just relaxed pretty quickly and go take their posts. But they don't really look enthusiastic or upbeat about it by any means. They just look exhausted.
All right. It's a moment of truth. I can't delay any longer. Are we going to start the fight right now, or are we going to see how this plays out? I'm down for whatever. Anybody going to take the initiative?
I mean, this seems like the perfect time to attack them, but also would be kind of interesting to see if we could parlay this out.
The Grey Tusk, you think the big orc called the ranger-like orc at the top of the guard tower yells down, "You not go in?"
"No, never, boys."
"Don't leave Lordar wait."
"Ah, fuck it."
I enlarge Daru.
I move to here and I cast Flaming Sphere.
"Oh wait, do we have anything to make that bitch slip? She's gonna be the one that's gonna be tough."
"We're just gonna stay on the side of the wall. We're just gonna hide behind the wall."
"Yeah, because she can't shoot us on the side of the wall."
"Well, do you have a hydraulic push that would like..."
"Yeah, I do. Yeah, I could try and do that on her. Yeah, the one that I always fail. I could try it."
"This will be the time it's successful when you fucking knock her right out of the tower."
"Yeah. So do we get a surprise round?"
"Oh, hell no."
"Come on now."
"Well, A, surprise round isn't a mechanical thing in 2E, but also, no."
"Can I fit through the door if I'm not?"
You knock down the door, and then, "Hey, guys, want to be pirates?"
"Surprise, we're knocking down your door. Surprise, we just want to be allies. Surprise, fooled you."
Exactly. All this happening in the span of, what, 2 minutes?
Something like that, yeah. All right, initiatives then?
Yeah, give me initiatives.
Is this like this brings me back to the days of Helm's Deep.
Yeah. Plum gets a 16.
Barnett gets a 21 for initiative.
24.
Daru. With a blank die.
21.
I can't decide if I like the blank die or not. But it makes me think you're cheating somehow.
I hate when I see
it
like roll off the 20, so I just changed it to...
The party is arrayed. Vorn is standing 10 feet behind the gate. Plum, Daru, and Varnak kind of lined the doorway. Weapons drawn?
"My hands are my weapons."
You're like, "All right, we're gonna kill you now. Action, right? Is that what's..."
"I mean, I've just been casually banging at a door, so my axe is definitely out."
"I mean, I guess I probably have only my light axe out because I was throwing potions over the wall, so..."
"That's true. So how are you guys initiating this? Because right now they're not necessarily hostile towards you immediately. Right. They think you're about to follow Lord Gnar into this wooden hut built into the wall."
"Well, what I want to do is I want to put a flaming sphere right on orc number 2 there to the north of the door."
"Okay. So you just intend on hostile actions on your..."
"Yeah,
turn.
I'm just going to launch right into hostile actions."
"Okay, then that means at the top of the initiative order is Vorn Storm."
"I enlarged Daru."
"Okay. How many actions is that?"
"2.
What do you do? What do you do for your third action?"
"I move right there."
"Got it.
So move back 10 feet."
"I would imagine that's pretty hostile. Daru gets enlarged. When Vorn goes to enlarge Daru, Greytusk, who is standing on top of the roof of the watchtower, takes one hand off of her knocked arrow, goes down to her waist, pulls out her warhorn, and lets it go. It is then Daru's turn.
"Well, I have a 10-foot reach. Can I smack number 2? Or is it kind of a weird angle since the door..."
That one's a weird angle. I would say 3 I would give you.
"All right. Well, sure. But as the position I'm in right now, can Greytusk easily see me, right?"
"Oh, easily, yeah."
"I'm willing to take an arrow to the head. If only that stupid owlbear didn't break my third shield of this campaign. I will swing at number 3 with my... forgot what I was using, Warhammer. All right. We get a 15 to hit."
"A 15 does hit, yes."
"And we're going to add a 2 damage modifier for being big. 13 damage."
13 damage gets a big hit. You crack into the rib cage of this orc.
"I'll follow up with another attack. We'll try a 9 to hit."
"No, 9 won't."
"And I'll just stay my ground here and not move. I'll try to attack third time at 13.
Miss with a 13. Then after Daru goes, it is Varnak's turn.
"Okay, so Varnak will step through the door. Seeing that orc is pretty badly wounded, he will use his second action to quick draw his battle axe and attack with it."
That quick draw coming in handy.
"Suppose we got lucky and any of these guys got damaged by the barrages of alchemist fire, did they?"
"Unfortunately not." Not that you can see. You do see broken pieces of alchemist fire and burned patches of grass all over the place, though.
All right, Varnak gets a 15 with his first swing.
Varnak gets a hit with his first swing.
He will deal 12 damage.
Varnak goes right to when the orc reaches over to clutch at his side when he gets hit by Daru's hammer. Varnak comes in and just takes the opening, cleaves it right through the midsection and trails.
And, you know, I'm going to try to be a little more tactical here. I'm actually going to move back around behind the wall.
All right. I like that. Get a little hit and run.
Thanks.
Then after Varnak, one of the orcs that's standing flanking the doorway that Lord Gnar went into disappears into the hut. The one orc that's sitting way in the back takes two stride actions to get closer because he went all the way to the back of the back of the courtyard and draws a javelin and then ends his turn. It is Plum's turn.
Okay, first two actions. I am going to throw a flaming sphere onto orc number two here.
Which is the one just on the other side of the wall of you?
Yeah, just to the north of the door on the other side of the wall. He needs to give me a reflex save.
Okay. He gets an 8 to save.
I'm afraid that is a critical failure.
Ouch. What is the critical failure effect?
It doesn't have one.
Oh. At all? That is
unfortunate. No, it doesn't say any.
Does it say, does it give you a success, failure, critical failure? Or success or failure?
It just says creatures that succeed at their save take no damage instead of half.
That means it's a basic yes. Reflex
yeah.
Save.
Oh yeah, it is a basic reflex save.
Which means it does take double damage.
So it does take double damage. It doesn't have to specifically say it.
Fantastic. If it's a basic reflex save, it operates like your fireball reflex save. Succeed, half, critical success, none. Fail, perfect. All the damage, critically fail, perfect. Double the damage.
That makes sense. All right, well, then that is going to be 66 fire damage. And I do not roll that great. That's 15 damage to him, though.
All right, Plum starts start casting a spell and puts this rolling ball of fire, just overtopples this orc, and he burns and falls and dies.
Fantastic. With my third action, I am going to just take a few steps back out of the door, and I am done.
So that's two orcs at the gate that have gone down. There were two orcs that were flanking the doorway outside the wooden hut built into the cliff wall. One of them went inside, and the other one came out, is drawing a javelin, and throws it at Daru. Gets a 14 to hit.
Miss.
Then that is its turn. Okay, the one that was standing in the back by the stairs that go up to the guard tower, he runs up and takes a swing at Daru with his orc knuckle dagger that he has out. Gets a 9 to hit. Yeah, I know it misses. It's okay. He's going to throw another hit at you with the orc knuckle dagger and not roll for shit. Gets a 16, which definitely misses when swinging at Daru. That'll be the bottom of round one. Now we're going to go to the top of round one, and it's Vorn Storm's turn.
Cool. I electric arc. Orc okay. 6 and Orc 1. Reflex saves.
So the two that are standing in the back that have javelins pulled out, put an arc right between them?
Yep.
Perfect. All right, reflex saves from the both of them?
Yep.
One of them gets a 9. The other one gets a 6.
These poor bastards, they are just not having a good day.
I'm rolling like absolute horseshit right now. Those are both critical failures, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Well, my DC is 19.
It's still a critical failure.
That's a critical failure.
Man, I feel bad for these dudes.
They are getting their shit stomped.
They take 10 damage apiece.
Wow, that is average.
I don't know, for a cantrip and two of them.
Well, I mean, it is critical, so...
4d4, I roll 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Better my 66, where I rolled 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4. Just terrible.
All right.
You killed him. You one-shot him with that.
That's true. It was all I needed. I didn't need more.
You can't say it was terrible. Yeah, it was a bad roll, but...
It still works.
Vorn, is that your turn?
That is, because they're 40 feet away. I had to add reach to the spell, so that's like my third action.
That's what I missed. It is Daru's turn.
So I've got two corpses in front of me, and then this other guy that's looking right in front of me?
Yep, one right up in your grasp.
All right, well, I demand that he dies. Does a 23 hit this man?
23 absolutely hits it.
Does it crit this man?
It does not crit him.
Bam! 9 damage.
9 damage. You get this guy right in the shoulder, and you think you hear a pop.
I miss with the 9 on the second attack. And the two in the back, these are the ones that drew their javelins, right?
Yep.
I just ignore this man in front of me and just stampede right up to these guys.
Oh, shit.
She just completely
move.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, I hit you. Get over it. And then I walk up to these guys.
Got it. So I'm going to go ahead and say there's something for this.
Yeah, I mean, you're moving through an enemy square, so...
I mean, tumble through seems not quite appropriate, but it's the closest thing I can see.
Athletics to just push this guy out of my way?
I mean, shove. There is a shove action.
Well, that's an action. I'm moving.
So yeah.
How you want to do it?
Let's say, what about squeeze?
I mean, would I even need to, like, move? Like, I can walk like this over this dead body. I just avoid this guy.
I suppose you could. You could go step on his friend in front of him. And then move over.
I'm more savage than these orcs, man.
To engage the two javelin throwers in the back.
I mean, I'm trying to redeem these guys. That's why I'm not killing that other guy. I haven't killed anyone yet.
Right.
I've never had the killing blow, all right?
Okay,
I might be incorrect. But I try to not have the killing blow.
Nobody go back and verify that.
Yeah.
This sure definitely isn't all on record at all.
Nobody's paying attention.
87 viewers this last week. Someone's paying attention.
Hey, thanks, guys. Then that brings us up to Varnak.
Varnak will move next to the orc that Daru just waltzed past, and we'll see if he can finish him off. He will take a swing with his battle axe. And we'll get a 28.
Holy shit, that's a critical hit.
Ouch.
I think this guy's pretty screwed.
Oh, yeah.
21 damage.
Holy goodness. Crap.
That guy was trying to get redeemed.
You absolutely...
I sent him to Pharasma to be judged, so...
He's holding his shoulder because it looks like it's dislocated and he looks like he's in a lot of pain. And Varnak just sees a bear... unprotected neck and just slices right through the neck. Here's the thing, they use reactions for this. So it uses its reaction to stay at one hit point, and he is at wounded one now.
So if I hit him again now and he goes under again, he's actually dead.
Because he doesn't have another reaction.
Well, I will use my twin takedown to try to take him down then. How about a 9 to hit? I'm thinking probably not.
Nope.
And then my light hammer, natural one. Nope. Can't take him out.
All right. Couldn't finish it. One of the orcs that was inside of the wooden hut that was out of your sight runs out of it with a javelin in his hand, gets to just outside, and throws his javelin at Daru. 16.
The one that's... the guy in the south that did that?
Yeah, he came out of the hidey hole area. He's going to close the distance and come in around you. By flanking with his friend. Then one of the orcs that was holding the javelin that was right in front of Daru, it looks a little startled with you coming up, but he takes that opportunity to get a point blank shot right here in front of you, and he's gonna throw it at you. I can't believe that I can't hit you at all.
They're just terrified of him.
You have like a 25% chance of hitting me if I'm seeing your rolls correctly.
Okay, alright. After he throws the javelin and misses, I kind of realize that they don't need to equip their knuckle daggers. Their knuckle daggers are just always on. But he is going to attack you with his knuckle dagger after that. Gotta get it. Nope. 14 to hit. That's going to miss.
All they have to do is run away. They always have the option to run away.
They
I just
always
want to know
do.
If Daru's like dodging this shit or if I'm just like, they're like hitting my armor and I'm just like, what
ting.
Are you guys doing?
Yeah, ting. Ting. Like, ting.
Exactly. Javelin's that. Bouncing off me, like.
I mean, at this point, that's got to be what it is. You're just a tank.
I mean, generally, it's if their roll is within your armor total, it's bouncing off your armor. Yeah. If that's it's true. Below your arm, if it's below, I guess what you would consider your touch AC, basically, in the old way, then you're dodging it. Or they're just completely missing.
With his third action, he's going to try something crazy.
Surrender?
Just 'cause no.
He's going to do swing again.
No, he's not going to swing again. Sick of swinging and missing. He's going to try to trip you. So, which means I'm going to roll an athletics check against your reflex DC. Mine's at a minus 10.
Is that because he's a size category bigger, or why is it a minus 10?
It's his third skill.
It's his third attack.
Oh, it counts as a...
Or trip has the attack trait.
Oh, man.
So it includes in the multiple attack penalty.
Maybe he should have led with that one.
Should have led with that. He gets a negative 1, which I don't think is possible. It just gets a 0, a 1. I don't know. He fails. But he critical fails. He loses his balance, and he falls prone instead.
Come on. I feel like I'm beating up kids right now.
So he tries to get behind your ankle and grab you behind the ankle and to pull you up and trip you, and he just ends up falling flat on his butt. God, that has to suck.
Should we stop, biting them? I can start healing them.
They're orcs, they're not gonna stop.
You're gonna do that anyway, goddamn.
Technically, they're not all dead right now. With orc ferocity,
If you went and just did a three-action heal and got everybody in the radius, then sure.
Channel everybody and be like, sorry, there's a misunderstanding. He just really hates doors.
This is all over a door misunderstanding.
Just be our friends 100%. Now, it's fine.
Sorry, we realize how badly you sucked. We'll let you live.
This is so easy. I feel bad. Okay, so
now it's gonna turn around.
He falls on his ass.
Fucked.
Grey Tusk is going to start volleying arrows down onto Daru. Come on, somebody hit Daru. 17 misses. So can't hit that. We're gonna try again.
You know you want to hit that.
I want to hit that Daru. 19?
Did it!
19 hits! Wham! One of the arrows finally makes it past a chink in Daru's armor and sinks into his skin and
rolls min damage.
Deals 4 damage on a d8 plus 3. Wow. Oh, guys, tonight's not my night.
No, it's not.
It's going really poorly for me. Grey Tusk, you deserved better than this. You needed some good ground support. And I couldn't roll above like 6.
Hey, most of them are still alive for now.
Yeah. Third longbow shot on Daru. 13 misses. Plum, it is your turn.
Would you say I have a line of sight on orc number 4, who is sitting at 1 HP from where I'm at?
Yes.
Okay, so first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use my single action elemental toss to lob a water ball at that guy.
Okay.
And I get a 23 to hit.
23 hits.
So he is going to take 1d8 damage. I roll a 5. He takes 5 damage.
5 damage is going to put him down.
And he doesn't have a reaction still because it has not yet been his turn, right?
Doesn't have a reaction. Round hasn't cycled. He is, in fact, dead.
Fantastic. Then as a single action, I'm going to move. I'm sure I can't see. So what I'm going to have to do is spend 1 action to get up here and poke my head around the door again. And then for my final action, I move my flaming sphere onto orc number 6, who then needs to give me a reflex save.
Who's just on the other side of Daru. Okay. We'll reflex save and roll a 1 on the dice.
So that is
critical failure.
Another critical failure. That is going to be 66. And I roll much better on this one. That's 22 damage.
Yeah, 22 absolutely would kill this one if he didn't spend a reaction to stay at 1 HP and now be wounded 1 using orc ferocity.
Does that cause burning or anything like that at all?
It does not.
Okay.
It's just a mobile fireball. Ball of fire.
Yeah, it's doing really well, Rob.
As long as they keep failing their saves.
Critically failing them, yeah, exactly.
Holy crap, I can't roll for shit. This was supposed to be a longer fight than this.
It's okay. I'm going to take it.
Well, we still have some other players to consider here. Plum, was that your turn?
Yes, it was.
All right, then after Plum, the large and in charge, Lord Gnar busts out, and he just, he's got his great club, and he hits the ground with it, and he says, "You liars! You liars!" And he spends an action to go into a rage.
Really, only I'm the liar.
He can't tell the difference. He comes out, and he pulls out a hatchet, and he throws it at Daru. And gets a 25 to hit.
Bam!
And this one slices at your shoulder joint, deals 9 damage to you. And then that's his turn. So Lord Gnar enters the fray. Orc 6 is the one that has the fireball on him, or the flaming sphere. Steps out of the flaming sphere's way and starts. First, he's going to try a trip on Daru. We're going to try this. Against your reflex DC, how's a 21?
Seems way easier to trip now. If it's just yeah, I would fall prone.
What's your reflex DC?
16.
16.
I mean, it's just 10 plus my reflex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daru falls prone. And then he's going to use his second action. Third action, sorry, because his first action, step, second action, trip. Third action to swing at you with his orc knuckle dagger. Gets a 12 and misses. Vorn Storm.
Vorn will... He's going to get a little bit closer to everybody. Then he's going to electric arc orc number 6, the one that just tripped Daru. Have the electric arc go over to orc 1 also, which is the
Got
one
it.
I hurt before.
All right. So
reflex
saves.
Yep.
Okay, one of them gets a 21.
It succeeds.
And then the other one gets a 19.
Also succeeds the DC.
Bitch it. Finally which making one's, some D20 rolls, bro.
Which one's which, though? I mean, Orc 1 is prone. Does that cause any negatives to...
They all have the effects that you're seeing is a negative one from being fatigued.
Well, the Orc 1 you said is prone. He tripped himself last turn.
Yeah, prone doesn't do anything against reflex saves, though.
No, doesn't?
Mm-mm.
So they'd each take 3 damage.
So that one's going to have to use Orc Ferocity again, right?
Can he? Oh, yep, it's the top of the round. Yep. So Orc 6, yes, is going to have to use Orc Ferocity again to stay up. Using his reaction, he's now wounded 2. Okay, all right. So yeah, that was top of the order. Now it is Daru's turn. Daru, you're prone.
I stand the fuck up.
Sweet.
So there's just about a bunch of half-dead orcs in front of me now?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
We have 3 remaining, and then Gnar's...
Big guy.
Big guy's coming. Yeah, and the ranger's
still. And then the ranger still, yeah.
So how does this orc ferocity work? Like, they're just going to stay alive for, like, 3 turns?
They use a reaction to when they would be reduced to 0 hit points, stay at 1 hit point, and increase their wounded condition.
Okay.
Once they reach wounded 3, then that's it. They can't use it anymore. However... since it uses a reaction to stay up, if you put them under or would put them to 0 twice in a turn, then they're kind of done for too.
So they're both at 1, essentially. Well, I will take a swing at number 6 because I don't want to be flanked. So the guy to the north of me will take a 15 to hit number 6.
That does hit, yes.
All right, an ideal... 7 damage to orc number 6.
Then orc number 6 is gonna get put down again. And
this time he doesn't have it.
Does not have the reaction to be able to use ferocity. Orc 6 is dead now.
So that is the way to overcome orc ferocity is absolutely focus fire.
Double tap.
And I will attempt an attack at number 1. I'll get a 10 to hit. Missing.
10 will not hit.
And that'll end my turn.
Then after Daru, it's Varnak's turn.
If I enter that square with the flaming sphere, I'm assuming I would have to like make a reflex save.
Let me see exactly how that works.
I think it's a decent assumption.
I mean, it would make sense. It just kind of sucks because that's where I would want to be.
Yeah, if a creature in a space with that square. Yeah. Each creature. Oh, look at that. So if they're like small and 2 to a square, it's both of them.
Or tiny.
Yeah. Or tiny. Any creature in that square, yeah.
So no, you don't think you'd be able to do that, no. Not stay in that square. You'd have to work your way around it, too.
Yeah, and I'm really freaking slow, so I'm just trying to take a second to figure out where I want to go here.
You can go through a friendly square, as long as you don't end up in that square.
I suppose that's true.
Well, yeah, but where would I go?
Where are you trying to go over there?
Well, I'm trying to get to the other side of the Flaming Sphere, but I'd have to cross through the Flaming Sphere's square to get to somewhere safe.
Oh, in a single stride action.
In a single stride action.
Oh, that's not possible.
So I will just have to use two stride actions to get around behind Orc number one. And then I'll use my third action to do twin takedown.
And this is the one that's prone.
Yep, he's prone. And I am flanking him. So we will get a 20 to hit.
20 will hit.
And I will deal him 9 damage.
All right. And he will use his reaction to use Orc Ferocity because you cut deep into his thigh with your axe. And he stays at 1 hit point. And this one is wounded 1.
Okay. I will use the second part of my twin takedown then to see if I can finish him off. I got 21 to hit. So that should hit.
21 does hit, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And not that it matters, but I deal him 6 damage.
He's dead. You put him down. Varnak goes and cuts him good on the leg, leaves an opening, and then just brings it right into the middle of his chest and buries it deep. Then that would be Varnak's turn, correct?
That is Varnak's turn.
All right, then we're going to move on to Orc number 5. This orc has yet to be damaged yet.
That'll change.
5 of his friends are dead right now. So 5
of his friends are dead. This orc's going to use one stride action to move to the other side of Daru. This is just north, one square north of the Flaming Sphere, which was one square east of Daru. And he readies an action. And that's ready is 2 actions to prepare. And that's the end of his turn. Now it is going to be Greytusk's turn. Greytusk is going to keep raining arrows down on Daru. Does a 21 hit?
Does.
That arrow bites into your flesh, dealing 7 points of damage. Here comes another one. This one, ooh. 25 to hit.
She's on her mark now.
Yep, now she's rolling hot. This one bites in for 6 damage.
Daru!
And because when you're just volleying arrows and you land 2, why not go for the hat trick? And a 7 misses. 2 solid arrow hits on Daru that turn. Which is going to bring me down to Plum Parkiner.
First thing, going to take that flaming sphere, move it north 5 feet, and put it onto Orc 5, who needs to give me a reflex save.
Reflex save from Orc 5.
That is a single action to sustain the spell, with which I can move it to anywhere within 30 feet of me.
He gets a 21.
He's saved, so he takes no damage. Okay, so explain Greytusk's position to me. Is she near an edge or anything?
She is near an edge.
But if I pushed her backwards, she's not going to fall off anything. She's got space to go back.
Not from where she's at, no. Yeah, she's got plenty of space to go back. She has about at least like 10 feet of space back before it's cliff wall.
Okay. Well, we need to take that bitch down. So I'm going to launch an acid arrow at her.
Acid arrow is for our first time, right? Isn't this our first time?
It is going to be my first time casting acid arrow, which is a level 2 spell.
Sexy. Tell me what acid arrow does.
So it has 120 foot range, and it is a spell attack. So I'm going to make that spell attack.
Right.
I think you did miss with that once.
I probably did. Probably going to miss with this again with a 16, I'm going to assume.
A 16 does miss, yes.
All right. I'm going to take my hero point, and I'm going to give that a shot again. I rolled a 7. See if
Thank
I can
you.
Do
I was
better.
Hoping. I was hoping for that.
I rolled a 19 and got a 28.
Hey, looking solid. That definitely hits, yes.
It's not critical, is it?
It is not, unfortunately.
That is unfortunate. So we're going to start by dealing 3d8 acid damage.
3d8?
3d8. On which I roll 16 damage.
3d8? Holy crap.
Yes.
Okay. Then what?
Then also going to be 1d6 persistent damage on her turn.
We'll do that. You remind me. I'm going to make you roll that.
I won't forget 1d6 persistent damage.
Good. I didn't think so. That's pretty solid. That's pretty
And accurate. That is going to be the end of my turn.
Okay. Well then, it is Lord Gnar's turn. All right. Lord Gnar raises his great club and says, "You'll pay!" Charges at Daru. Swings with the great club.
We're going to need some heals.
Gets a 23 Daru to hit.
That would be a hit.
He's going to roll for damage. 14 damage to Daru.
Holy fuck.
That is damage dealt to me.
And I have to find this out. Can somebody help me? Backswing.
Backswing. You can use the momentum from a missed attack with this weapon to lead into your next attack. After missing with this weapon on your turn, you gain a +1 circumstance bonus to your next attack with this weapon before the end of your turn.
Got it. Okay. So I knew it had something to do with a second swing, but it wasn't quite what I was thinking.
Yeah. Only matters if you miss.
Okay. Then I did miss something. Daru, take 4 more damage.
You bastard.
Because he's raging. And now he's going to swing again with his great club.
Uh-uh.
Does a 20 hit?
Sure.
No, sorry. It's a 15. Sure, I didn't do the multiple attack penalty.
It does not.
15 Ooh. Does not hit.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wiping the sweat from the brow on that one.
That club attack misses. Then after Lord Gnar... Dead orc. Vorn, it's your turn. Top of round 4. There's a lot of dead orcs on the field.
Revive them all.
Daru really needs a heal.
I could revive most of them.
Please don't. This guy hits really hard.
I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to heal him.
While we have this moment, Daru, do you want to hold on your turn and let me go first?
Do you have a plan?
Well, I'll flank him for one.
I like this idea. Me and Varna give each other a look, and I'm like, yep.
All right.
I like the 3 days we've been working together.
It's really paid off.
Hey, man, a flanker is a flanker.
It has to have been about a week by now.
Yeah, decent amount of travel.
Decent amount of travel.
Two action level 2 heal.
On Daru, I'm assuming.
It's a step up from last time.
He's 20 back.
You didn't get snake eyes.
That's what I got last time. And then I'll actually move into the courtyard since I'm still on the other side of the wall.
Got it. Alright.
There is still a live orc over there.
Yeah, he's underneath the flaming sphere.
That's fine. I got a better AC than Daru right now.
Alright, then after Vorn, dead orc, Daru, it is your turn, buddy.
Look at Varnag and tell him to do his stuff.
Are you delaying?
Yeah.
Okay. Delay is a free action, and now it is Varnak's turn.
All right, so Varnak will use his first action to flank Lord Gnar. Second action, I will declare Lord Gnar as my hunter's prey. And third action, I will use twin takedown. So with the battle axe, we will get a 25 to hit.
25 will hit.
We'll deal him a quick 7 damage.
Okay.
Then we'll attack with the light hammer, and that will be a 23 to hit.
23 hits.
And we'll deal him 8 damage.
Okay. Gnar seems to kind of like just completely shrug off the first blow, but that light hammer cracking the back of the knee with it. That's Varnak's turn, right? Yeah. I'll go ahead and assume that Daru, you're going in here next.
I would like to step in, yeah. Right. And I will start by doing a quick lay on hands here.
Okay, to yourself.
Back to 36 of 47.
Nice.
3 I was at.
How much does lay on hands heal you now?
12.
Nice.
Also giving me a temporary boost of 2 AC for a round.
Cool.
And then feeling a little good, so I'm gonna... What's flank plus 2?
If you click the plus minus, you can click on the flat footed, because that's what happens. When you're flanking someone, they're flat-footed.
Does a 23 hit?
23 hits.
All right. 13 damage.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. Big hit on Gnar.
And might as well try for a second swing. 24 to hit?
24 does
hit. That's a nat 20.
Oh, that's nat 20. Dude. Oh, that's a critical hit.
All right. Well, then I will take another swing at him and try. Well, I mean, I'll do the damage. So jeez. 26 damage.
26 damage. As large Daru, you still have the large spell here, just comes crashing down on Lord Gnar. He puts up the great club to block it a little bit, but He still gets just clobbered.
Love it.
Then, has absorbed a lot of damage in one turn.
Yes. And that's going to bring us over to the only standard orc that's still alive, currently standing in a flaming sphere. He's going to step to the side, and he's going to be flanking Daru with Gnar. And he's going to throw some knuckle dagger swings at Daru. Gets 16 to hit, which will fail.
I fail you.
And then a 12 to hit, which will fail. All right. Well, that was super productive on his part, which means we're going to go down to Great Tusk's turn.
Who will take 1d6 of persistent acid damage. I'll roll that and get a 5.
End of her turn.
Oh, at the end of her turn.
Yes, but at the end of her turn. Not that it matters a ton, but yes, at the end of her turn. She will turn and start raining arrows down on Vorn.
Why me?
Bitch.
Because you're the healer.
Yeah, you're the healer.
First is an 18 to hit.
Does not.
Does not hit. All right, then going to go for a second arrow. 15 to hit. Got just rocked Vorn, but or rocked Daru, but can't hit Vorn. Natural one on the dice.
Wow.
Grey Tusk misses all of her arrows on Vorn. And yes, now we'll take 5 points of persistent acid damage.
And she can attempt to, of course, roll a 20, roll a 15 or better to get rid of it.
Here's the d20 roll for the flat check.
Oh, 18 my God. She gets an 18. Well, there goes the persistent damage.
Well,
you're really lucky in your persistent rolls there, GM.
I am, aren't I? Come to think of it. I think I've cleared out of it at least first or second turn I've ever gotten it. Hey, at least I can roll positive for something tonight.
It's I guess if you're going to roll well, we'll take that versus other things.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't even need to roll well for Gnar to hit you guys. It just happens. Well.
Yeah. Plum's going to kill him anyways.
Plum, it is in fact your turn, buddy.
Well, we're going to move that flaming sphere as a single action back onto Orc number 6, who needs to give me another reflex save.
Orc number 6 will reflex save with a 7.
That is another critical failure.
All right.
66 incoming. I get a 17 on that.
Has yet to be wounded, but has been kind of dodging back and forth, trying to make sure he doesn't hit this fucking flaming sphere, and finally makes connection with him, and he uses his reaction to Orc Ferocity, and he will stay up.
All right.
It's from the sphere?
Yeah, it's from the sphere. I will launch a Ray of Frost at him now as a spell action with my other two actions.
Okay, go
ahead. Yeah, because if I can hit him with it, then he's dead, because he doesn't have a reaction right now. Double tap, man. Double tap. I get a 13 to hit.
Action.
13.
I already used it.
Honestly, better, great use for with Acid Arrow.
Yes, but I am done.
Very well. All right.
Yeah, that 3d8 plus an additional 5, that's definitely bigger than that.
Yeah.
It is now Lord Gnar's turn. Lord Gnar will swing at Daru again. He's getting frustrated with Daru. 21 to hit.
On me.
All right, 21 hits and deals 10 points of damage.
Where does he think he's going?
He used his second action to move around Daru to the other side and then attacks with his great club again.
On to me again?
Gets a 12 to hit. So, all right. Gnar is finished, and now it is top of round 5, Vorn's turn.
Vorn is going to move further away since he's had someone come up right next to him, and then he's going to electric arc both Lord Gnar and the last orc.
Okay.
Is that a cantrip?
It is.
Jesus.
Specific to your storm cantrip. Your storm, right?
No.
No, it's just a druid thing.
It's just okay.
I mean, it's even an arcane cantrip.
Yep.
Okay, so Gnar gets a 15.
How do you have it if it's an arcane cantrip?
It's arcane, primal. Occult, and primal.
Oh, it's all okay.
Everything but divine, I think. Okay, so then last orc gets a 21. Lord Gnar gets a 15.
So orc 5 saved. Lord Gnar failed.
Takes 5 damage.
So Gnar takes full 5 damage. The orc 5 takes whatever. He's dead.
Boom.
I suppose any damage, he's dead, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, except for it's the top of round six. He uses a reaction to stay up.
That fucker.
Which means he's wounded two, and he's at one HP.
Yeah, see, I still argue that he's used it. He's used his reaction since his last turn.
But... Yeah, I thought that's what it was, but I guess I don't know.
Oh, I've just been counting just rounds, top of round, bottom to round. They can use, you can use one reaction in a round. Because what about the reactions before your turn?
I don't know.
I mean, from the end of your turn to the beginning of your next turn is your round.
Right, I understand that. But what about you're at the bottom of initiative order and it's round one? Do you not get to use reactions until you go? Because I don't think that's the case. I think you can use reactions whenever they're applicable.
I mean, I guess I suppose.
I've just been counting it in the rounds. It's easier on the combat tracker.
It is easier for you, especially with that many people.
Anyway, so yeah, he stays up. After Vorn, it's then Varnak's turn.
Okay, so Varnak will use his first action to move to just to the east of Daru, which is southeast of orc number five. And okay. He will take a swing at him.
Last orc.
Jesus. critical hit with the 29.
20 in the dice. Last orc, 1 HP. I mean, he's already used ferocity. You know, I mean, he's going to die.
Just for shits and giggles, 13 damage.
Yes, he is absolutely, without a doubt, dead at this point. Yes.
And then just really quick, it absolutely does say for reactions, it's just each round. So okay. That doesn't say anything about your turn. It just says each round. So I would say, Tyler, you are right on that.
In my head, it's always been, well, it resets same. On your turn, but...
Yeah, same.
It
makes sense.
I think it's a duration thing. If we think durations like that, absolutely.
Okay, so third action, I'm going to attempt my battle medic for the day on Dar.
Oh, okay.
And I believe that's a DC 15 medicine check.
Correct.
And I will get a 25.
That's a critical success.
Jesus, heal me.
I mean, I heal you for 4d8.
Yes.
Not Jesus, it's Varnak.
Big heal.
Do you get 17 hit points back?
Nice.
Pretty good. You know what's really cool? Being able to critical on a battle medic check. This is the ranger. He's not a healer. He's not magical in any way, but on just one action, you can heal 17 points of damage.
He's only having 4 wounds after I've taken like 80 damage.
You've taken a fuck ton of damage, Jara.
You've just been taking this guy.
Yeah, you've been focus firing you really hard, too. All right, well, after Varnak heals Daru pretty much all the way up to full, it is then, in fact, the big Daru's turn.
I don't think this guy can be redeemed. I'm just going to say it.
You don't think what?
He can be redeemed.
Oh, you're going to try to go in the redeeming path?
Irredeemable.
I say he's irredeemable.
No, he is absolutely irredeemable.
Oh, 27.
Oh, 27 absolutely hits. I don't think it crits, though. It does not.
So raging does decrease AC by 1, but...
It does, but still not enough here.
9 damage.
9 damage as another hammer blow goes in to Gnar and he takes it like a champ.
We'll attempt
again.
A second attack with a measly 12.
12 does not hit.
And I don't want to embarrass myself with a third attack, so I'm just going to be like, done.
You're just going to be done? Yeah. Hey man, there's a 5% chance you can roll a 20.
Yeah.
You can move. Or yeah, anything
sure.
else.
I'll, move, like, I'll do this. 5, 10... 15, right there.
He's gonna do a little shuffle.
I need
a little
shuffle. I gotta
loosen up.
Stress up a little bit. Stretch.
Oh man!
My turn in the same position I started it.
All right, then after Daru does a little
hokey pokey
refresher step, Greytusk is gonna start bringing arrows down.
Who's the healer now, bitch?
It's just she's gonna bring it down on Daru. Daru's still the threat. Hands down. 22 to hit. Okay, I'm just going to do all my hits.
That's pretty presumptive.
I'm not going to hit with a 14, unfortunately. 10. Okay, so one arrow connects on Daru for 9 points of damage. It is Plum's turn.
Okay, so first thing, as usual, we're going to take that flaming sphere and move it over to the big guy.
Lord Gnar, take fire.
And a reflex save.
Lord Gnar gets 27 on his reflex save. Woo.
He makes that
puts
reflex
out the flaming sphere.
That is ridiculous. it only has one round left. It lasts a minute. And then
it's been 10 rounds.
Oh no, this is only the fifth round. I was thinking
I was gonna say you still got five rounds left, buddy.
I don't think it's been 10 rounds yet.
I'm dumb. Leave me alone. And now I all of a sudden don't seem to have the spell I wanted to cast in my quick reference. So I don't know what I'm doing.
What is it?
Well, I wanted to try and understand exactly what gust of wind would do if I tried to cast it on the lady up there. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Well, of course I can.
Gust of wind, a violent wind issues forth from your palm. It's a 60-foot line.
Yep.
The wind extinguishes small non-magical fires, yada yada. Large or smaller creatures that later move into the gust. Wait, hold on. Large or smaller creatures in the area must attempt a fortitude save.
It just makes it so they can't. Failure, they're knocked prone.
Yep, failure, knocked prone.
I don't like it.
Critical like failure, it. Pushed 30 feet in the wind's direction, knocked prone.
That would be great if she critically failed and I sent her flying 30 feet, but that's too little of a
bitchin'.
Hope. In fact, I am just going to cast Hydraulic Push, make a spell attack on her easily within 60 feet. I get a 22 to hit her.
22 hits.
Fantastic. So that's going to be
barely
6, I assumed. That's going to be 11 damage.
And all right. She
is pushed backwards 5 feet.
Okay.
And that is going to be the end of my turn.
All right. Then after Plum, Lord Gnar is sitting on a flame. He's going to step out of the flame. He's just going to move around to the backside of Daru here. And he is going to swing that great club again. 23 to hit.
Yeah.
Going to deal you 8 points of damage. And he's going to take a second swing with the great club. And he's going to get a 23 to hit.
Yeah.
And he's going to deal you 12 damage.
Yeah.
All right. Lord Gnar just beating on your armor.
That was a lot of damage.
And that's a lot of damage that just keeps getting fucking healed. After Gnar, it is Vorn's turn. It is the top of round 6.
Vorn will do something.
Hey, Vorn.
Yeah.
Do something.
Do something.
I don't know if I want to try to finish off Lord Gnar or if I want to go for Grey Tusk.
I'll take out Grey Tusk as long as Daru keeps tanking this damage.
Can I see Grey Tusk?
Actually, since she got pushed back 5 feet, no. Because she's not standing on the edge of the roof anymore.
What if I move, like, here? How high up is she?
That's even worse.
I should ask that. How high up is she?
25 feet. And the roof is... I mean, it's not like a... There aren't eaves on the roof, I guess. You know, yeah. Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, somebody's standing 5 feet back from the top of a roof and you're standing that far. Yeah, you can see. You can see. She's not taking cover, so...
I can see her?
You can see her, yes.
We'll cast Tempest Surge at her.
Alright, get that focus spell. Yeah. And it's a reflex or fortitude?
A reflex.
Reflex. 24.
She saves.
Saving on Tempest Surge.
Half damage. She'll take 6 damage.
So she takes 6 damage. It is Varnak's turn.
Okay, Varnak will follow Lord Gnar, move 1 action to get next to him. He is still my hunter's prey. I never changed it to the other guy, so
true.
I will then take my first swing. Will just be a regular battle axe swing. It's gonna be a natural 1.
That's gonna miss.
Then I will use my twin takedown on the next swing.
Action 3?
Yes, my action 3 will be twin takedown.
Alright.
That's going to be a 13 to hit. I don't think that's going to get much.
Nope, that'll miss.
Then second half of that will be another 13. So unproductive round 4 Varnak.
Move up to Gnar. Okay. Then after Varnak, it is then Daru's turn. Daru, you're being used like a maypole right now. Just got all these people running circles around you while you're standing there.
I will swing at the man and I'll miss.
Nat 1.
I'll attempt a second swing. Well, we're falling apart, boys.
11 to hit, misses.
A 19 on the final dice.
Oh, but with a nat 20!
Oh. Okay, so a 19 normally wouldn't hit, but since he got a natural 20, it increases the success degree, which goes from a failure to a success. You're on a hit, not so a critical hit.
It's just a hit. That's
just
that
a regular
sense.
Hit. Yep.
That makes sense.
I enjoy it.
Hey, man, that's the first time we've had that.
Yeah, that's definitely the first time we've had that.
Oh, look at that.
14.
Oh, you take him
swing,
down.
Swing, swing, swing. Oh. And then the last just like backswing is from one of the ones that he misses just comes from behind and cracks him across the skull. And Gnar just hits the ground.
Except he doesn't. Let's
say, doesn't he have Orc Ferocity?
Rewind. He doesn't hit the ground. You smash him. It looks like it hurts a bunch. He should die, but he doesn't. He has 1 HP. It's Grey Tusk's turn again. Grey Tusk is going to start raining down on Daru again, because again, he looks like the most dangerous foe.
Does she move at all, or does she just stay where she is?
Yeah, part of my hope with pushing her back is that she'd have to take a step forward, use an action to take a step forward so she wouldn't get 3 attacks, but who knows.
Daru's pretty big.
Anyways, yeah.
Because of Daru's height, yeah, she can do it. And she will. She will lose all 3 on Daru. First one is 28 to hit. Second one is a 12 to hit. Third is a 15 to hit, which I don't think hits.
Whew.
So it's one arrow hits on Daru, and it's 11 points of damage. That's a good one.
Dang, max damage.
Okay, then that is Grey Tusk. That's going to leave us with Plum. It is your turn.
If you hit Lord Gnar, he's dead.
Oh, that's right, Lord Gnar. Well, yeah, first off, we move that flaming sphere over to Lord Gnar, and I'm going to need a reflex save from him.
All right, Gnar gets a 19.
That is dead on what he needed.
Exactly what he needed. Fantastic. Lord Gnar takes 0 flaming sphere damage.
With my action, I'll move up, and then I will launch a ray of frost at Gnar.
Okay.
Spell attack. I get a 24 to hit him.
Hold up. I have to ask. I'm sorry. Is sustaining a spell a single action?
It is, sir.
Okay, and then you stepped up with the second action.
Oh, that's right. I can't.
Ray of Frost is 2 actions.
It's 2 actions. Oh, I'm dumb.
And you don't have a single action attack anymore?
I used it right away at the beginning. Yeah, never mind. Can I just change it and make that... I'll fire a Ray of Frost at Grey Tusk.
Sure, that'll take. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. I get a 20.
No, it's okay, man. 24, you said?
Yeah, 24 to hit.
24 hits Grey Tusk.
So she will take 1d4 plus 4. I deal her 5 frosty damage.
All right.
And then I am done. I got so excited there.
I was really close, man. I didn't want to take it away from you, but I had to take it away from you.
No, it's fine. I was just being dumb.
Then that will actually take us over to Lord Gnar here. Gnar is going to go down swinging. And he really wants to take Daru down. Like, he's been seen as this is like single combat. And he's going to take some swings. First swing.
I'm dead.
23 hits, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that knocks you down. You don't even need to roll.
9 damage. So Daru takes a great club and he finally ends up falling.
But I fall forward towards him and the momentum finishes him off. I'm big.
Daru goes down and is wounded 1. Lord Gnar takes his second swing and turns on Varnak. Does 16 hit you, Varnak?
16 does not hit me.
Alright, then we're shooting for 20 on this third hit on Varnak. Oh, is it 21 hit?
Yes.
Wow, that's still pretty good, apparently. Alright, final swing on that great club going against Varnak here. Gets a 13 for damage.
Ow.
Cracks into Varnak's shoulder. Then after Lord Gnar just does more damage, just sitting there at 1 HP. Vorn, it's your turn.
Daru's dead.
Daru's down. Yes.
No, he's dead.
He's dying.
I'm unconscious.
He's dead.
We're going to have this conversation again, I see.
Well, I'm moving up to Daru to battle medicine him. And I'm going to aim for a 20 DC instead of the 15.
Oh, okay. What do you get from that?
Static 10. Nice. To the heal. And I fail.
Use that hero point.
I'll use my hero point. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I still failed.
God damn.
Okay. He did not fail by 10 or more.
That's what you get for being ballsy.
Yeah. He didn't fail by 10 or more.
I think it was worth it.
I'll use my third action. Just use heal.
Touch heal?
Yep.
All right. And what does that do?
I don't think it just gives him a D8. And I rolled an 8.
Hey. Daru.
Come back to consciousness.
Then after Vorn, it is Varnak's turn.
Okay, we're going to go for it here, boys. Let's take this guy out. First swing, regular battle axe. That's a 2. That's not going to hit.
Nope.
Then we'll move to the twin takedown. We'll give that a shot. It's a 24 to hit.
24 does hit.
Not that damage really matters, but...
Not really.
Deal him 12 damage.
Hey, he uses a reaction. Go back up to 1 HP. He's now wounded 2. Hope that second swing on your twin takedown is a good backswing.
Yep, we're bringing in the light hammer. Oh, it's a 23 to hit.
Nice. Oh, there it is. 23 hits. Light hammer.
Light hammer to the face.
Kraxnar right in the face. Sucks, I'm not the one saying it. Kraxnar right in the face. Breaks his nose. Blood splatters everywhere. Bits of skull. And he falls to his knees.
I probably had to jump to hit him in the face, but...
and dies.
So that was my...
Lord Gnar.
Two actions. My third action will be to switch my hunt prey to Grey Tusk.
All right. Which is going to bring us over to Daru. Daru, hey, you're conscious again.
I stand up.
Drink a potion.
I stand up and I'm a little shooken, I guess. But I look over up at Grey Tusk and I say, like, what? Like, explain the watchtower. Is it like a posted like watchtower?
No, it's like built into the... Into the cliff wall.
Oh, it's a cliff. Okay, damn it. I had a great... I was just going to charge and try to, like, shake her off balance.
Oh, yeah, no, that like, wasn't going to happen.
Smash into it. So that's not going to work. How high up is she?
25 feet.
25 feet, you say? Turns out, even with high jump, guys, I can't jump 25 feet.
You wanted it. You wanted it real bad, didn't you?
Yeah.
You chuck your star knife at her.
I know, that's what I was going to do. So stand up, take out a star knife, and I'll... aim right for her face.
Oh!
25.
With another 25. Nat 20.
Star Knife Jesus. Flies beautifully through the air, catches her right in the throat, and puts Grey Tusk down.
Oh, she like...
She had 4 HP left.
Does she have Orc Ferocity?
Oh, yeah. I was looking for a nice, clean place to end it, but nope, that ain't gonna happen. Yeah, Orc Ferocity at 1 HP, wounded 1. Wow.
Turns out she's actually just a half-orc, doesn't have it. She's dead.
Yeah, half-orcs can take it, too. I am going to check now that you say that. I just need to be sure.
I'm just saying that picture of her looked like a half-orc more than an orc.
Yeah. Half-orcs can take the exact same version of Orc Ferocity that
can take,
regular orcs
have. Doesn't necessarily mean she did.
But no, she is an orc, and yes, she has it.
I just want to check one, because the Star Knife does have the deadly D6. I just want to see if that gets added, or if that's, like, persistent damage.
Now, deadly is just it. It gets added. So you do your regular crit, and then add that dice to your crit.
All right, well, let's just do it, you know?
Do damage, because why not?
Oh, it added the deadly to it. That's cool.
It did it automatically.
23 damage with the Star Knife thrown.
Wow.
She's alive.
Kind of impressive. And yeah, she's still alive.
So, just curious. I think with a critical hit, if you go below 0, it takes you to dying 2. Does that happen with Orc Ferocity also?
Okay, so when she went under... Oh, wait, I see what you're saying. It doesn't say anything about that, but I don't want to leave a critical like that unrewarded. I would say when she Ferocity's back up, she will be wounded 2 instead of wounded 1.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would make sense.
Yeah, yeah, because that was a big hit. Okay, well, then after Daru stands up and delivers a beautifully thrown star knife, Grey Tusk pulls it out and grabs at her chest and her throat area, trying to stop the blood. She spends one action to walk to the edge of the roof
and jumps off to kill herself on her own terms.
No, she jumps down onto the stairs below.
Rather than let us have the glory of defeating her. Like a true samurai.
Jumps down onto the stairs below and then ducks into the guard tower.
What a bitch of a samurai.
Great Tusk ducks into the area. You guys are literally surrounded. I should say Daru, for sure, is surrounded by orc bodies.
Thanks for joining us here at the MinMax Podcast. We want to encourage you to follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, at MinMaxed. That's M-N-M-A-X-E-D, as always. Many of the sounds you hear in the MinMax Podcast are provided by Sirenscape. Check them out at Sirenscape.com. Join us again next week as we continue our adventures into the Fall of Plaguestone and Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Until then, we hope you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.